committee and become Webster's. It's good. Public meeting, Mayor Leiferi talked to Frank that works part-time for us. He has an interest in being our chief of police.
Okay, good.
Again, it's kind of, we're losing a part-timer, but we'll get a full-time and actually be able to keep our police department. He's willing to work different hours. After Doug had talked to him, I set up a meeting with him, come in here and talk to him for an hour or so. Seems to be committed to Lewiston. The only problem, the big problem with him is right now there's some personal problems with his mother, so he's staying with his mother to help her out, get through some bad time. So I don't know how quick he can move here. He told me he does intend to move here and that things are looking a little bit better for him, but he just don't know how quick. He lives in Peoria Heights. He's making the drive now. So he does patrol around with and he's not afraid to go out and make contact with our problem people. He's kind of went out at night and is finding these people and just kind of keeping them on their toes. He's not afraid to work a day shift and a night shift. I think he's already even at part-time. He totally told me he was getting off at 1 o'clock in the morning and coming back one at the shift on day shift. So he ended up just rolling his vest up. He just does a pillow and stayed upstairs pursuing him. It'll probably take $25 an hour to get him. Again, that's pretty, it's pretty close to what John's getting now.
Mm-hmm. His is $25.51.
Yeah. He already has PTI.
Yeah.
So, he'll be able to start. He was given a note. He's going to give a notice where he's at.
He,
I think
yeah.
He already gave it.
He already did.
And he wasn't sure if they were going to make him do the 2 weeks or if they would just say he would leave.
I don't think so, because he was here yesterday, today, and he's coming tomorrow. So sure, I think he's already done.
He came down home last night. We visited for about an hour. Just seems like a super good guy. I mean,
I talked to him. He was just at the week getting
fixed. And I talked to him last night. I said, you need to go to B and introduce yourself to because there'll be a bunch of people there from town. And
we seen him in action out here one night over a stolen tire or bicycle or
something. Something he got to the bottom of.
He did good.
So Doug wanted to run through the police committee. He's probably going to appoint him.
I mean, how does that work? I just appoint him and then the council approves it?
Approves the appointment.
Approves the appointment.
Sure.
Yes. And do I have to appoint him at a council meeting or just at any time?
It's on the agenda for tonight at the council.
Yeah,
so I can appoint him tonight.
And then if it's on the agenda, then we can put it on tonight.
You can approve it at the committee meeting if you want to, and then just extend it from there, and that way it's a double one. So,
I mean, that's what I'd like to have, is you guys approve it at the committee meeting.
I think it'd be good. I talked to him again tonight at the station.
Yeah, problem with it.
He's 36 and not married.
He seems to have a level head.
Yeah. And he said he was tired of the rat race in Tazewell County, and he wanted to come back to a slower pace, and he didn't really like this.
He said his FTO at that place wanted 10 tickets per shift.
Yeah.
And I said, we don't want that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't. That's all that.
He seems to know, hey, when it comes time to, this is what I need to write.
Because, I mean, we're just laid back in this town. We don't need a bad one to get off tickets for not using our signal line.
Right. And that's, no, we don't want that. That's what I mean. You got to have a good level-headed cop that has discretion.
Too many small towns tell them you got to write tickets or you don't have a job.
Exactly.
Got well, and the other thing is, even like, you know, before, it used to be, you got some of your revenue back from the tickets. Now the state police take it. So you don't even get that revenue, because before they always earmarked it for the police cars.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even happen.
That's why we end up making the drug arrests as a city ordinance violation, because we get the money instead of the everyone else.
Yeah.
But now even that's not profitable, because you have to pay an attorney, you know.
Yeah, I know. And every time you turn around.
Right. And I don't feel like being a tax collector for the state, or I just don't.
I agree.
We are, aren't we?
Well, I mean,
just kidding.
I've said this for years. I am not a uniform tax collector. I will not write tickets just for revenue.
Yep.
It's bullshit.
In my profession for years, tax state police was known as rolling cash registers for this.
Yes.
So we used to, years ago, if you got in an accident and the county showed up, you request the state. Now.
Yeah, because you're gonna get inspected.
Yeah.
DOT.
It's just Barney.
Yeah.
They want to come out for them because they get big money on the DOT.
We don't want the state cop there.
DOT's ridiculous.
Because they show up with attitudes right away.
Well, then you always got the, is there $25,000 worth of damage? I don't know, it's a semi, it's a lot of money, it's probably.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
I am glad Roger's retired.
No, the state troopers have always known as rolling cash registers.
Yeah, I said for years, I'd rather get caught selling dope than run an overweight truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Less money.
He'd get up at 3 a lot of mornings, let me tell you.
I watched a guy climb out of the truck and hand the state police the keys. Say, here, my fine's going to be bigger than what this truck's worth. You
I mean, I've heard troopers say the corn's testing wet this year, we're going to get the scales out. And I just, like, it
yeah.
makes me cringe.
They don't like to stop gas haulers. Yeah, you know, they're a little bit iffy on them. He always kind of went around the scale. So
we got another kid in PTI now.
He doesn't go till August.
Well, that's just right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, well, right. Right. But I mean, you're not going to get until December.
Yeah, so Jim and Atlas just think August is almost here.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
July will just fly as quick as June.
Once 4th of July hits, summer's over.
Yeah.
Well,
come on, Mr. Optimist.
It is 4th of July. A week later, it's the fair.
Yeah, you got Memorial Day.
I know. July goes fast.
It's like the two middle weeks of July here.
I always said after the fair was over, you know, fall's around the corner.
See, a lot, they're letting school out early. So early always messes you up. They need to be off June, July, and August. Go back in September.
We always did.
Yeah. But no, they go back, what, August
15th,
17th?
We always cut out May and went back in September.
That makes it feel short, too.
Last
we went
week,
back
August
Labor Day.
First week in September.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
And if you was a farm kid, the old man decided he needed you out the field work and they needed you in school. You didn't go to school.
That's right.
That
is right.
Well, here, if you get duck hunting day or deer hunting or duck hunting, you're out anyway, so it doesn't matter. So.
And the principal called and wanted to know where he was at. He said he's out riding around on a tractor right now. He said, I need him more there than.
Yeah, Dad made us stay home.
I remember those.
Now they get like the school
car
those stress things now.
Put your nickel on or you've been done.
If you just feel like overstressed.
Remember there's a couple guys over between Smithfield and Marietta. They were twins. They weren't identical, but they were twins. And I mean, many times the bus would pull up, pick them, and they'd be like working on something, and they'd just be like, "Nope, go on, we're working on this or whatever."
Yeah.
You know, everybody at the time was like, "Yeah, they won't make it in life. They won't make it in life." Well. One of them has his own helicopter now, so.
A lot of them make it.
Yeah.
Well, I go by Brad's opinion, because the simple fact is he grew up with it, and he's been here, done that, and so he knows. So I appreciate it.
I agree.
Anything else to discuss on the police?
Which might be scary, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a guy that was too young to be chief when they made you chief, weren't you?
Yes.
That was the big hubbub then. Yeah. Not old enough.
Any time flies.
Yeah. Grow up quick.
Prove them wrong.
Grow up quick.
Yes, sir.
I
was young.
I remember when I went to the courthouse to get sworn in, and Albina Sepich was the secretary in there, and she just jumped on Walt and says, "I don't know why you're hiring these young kids, Walt. He's not old enough to be a deputy." I mean, just blah, blah, blah. Of course, me, I'm like, I'm 22 years old. What are you talking about? You know, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
But now looking back,
yeah.
She was right.
You mentioned my shed a while ago. I bought a shed from the Army. Two Amish. One is 15 years old, and one is 25. And they have a business together.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the 15-year-old met me at the car when I pulled up and gave me the whole tour, inspected my building, figured it right down to the nickel, and told me, he says, we'll be at least a month before you get it, we're having more trouble getting them delivered than we are building them. And.
Sure.
You show me a 15-year-old around here and do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the Amish, everybody wants to say the Amish are backwards.
Was that for that sewer sinkhole?
$2 to move, $200 to move.
I always just say, the kid acted up, we need to send him to the Amish.
You know why? Because you can. Because you can.
They don't have.
The Volvo without the operator and then.
Try it.
Yeah, you said you was 22, I think that, isn't that the age of Austin, that new kid that we hired, in age 22?
Was it?
I think so.
Yeah, they're very boys out there, they really get you.
Yeah.
Who's she gonna be there?
It was a different time back then, but still, you know, I look back, it's like, my God, the shit I got myself into at 22 years old and. And got out of, you know, I mean, I guess that's how you learn.
Yeah.
How you learn. I got a PhD in people.
Be a nurse and work 3/12 and like.
The only question is, isn't the public works and the chief supposed to make the same salary for the ordinance?
Maybe we never.
I cannot.
Is it in the ordinance anywhere somewhere?
I cannot find that anywhere.
Because I don't want.
Evans looked, I've looked.
I don't know if it's an ordinance, we always did it that way.
Okay.
But I don't think it was ever an ordinance.
I don't have a problem paying it what the chief's bidding, I just.
Right.
I don't know for sure what chief and the work.
Yeah.
That was all started under my administration, and at that time, we just. Actually, the chief made less than the works director at that time. It was never anything set as far as the pay.
Yeah.
It was just wherever it was at. So.
I don't know if that changed over the years because it sounded like that was.
I was saying, I couldn't find it.
Can't find
it. I walked.
It's all based on how much you know and what you do. And,
yeah. And you're supervising the people.
That's what
both
it should be.
Yeah. You know, I mean, both those positions are very, I mean.
Yes. 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 Yeah. And they're supervising.
It should be more than the.
Exactly.
It should be more than the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're more responsible. They got a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. But is there a set price? No.
Okay.
But
you know, how are we compared to other communities as far as
our part time? We're way under now compared to what we were. We used to be. I mean, Havana always trails.
Which remember, your public works director too. You're paying two.
Yeah.
Because remember, you never lowered Gary's salary and you bumped Evan. So.
Mm-hmm.
Evan's up there pretty good anyway.
But what would we do with Donnie?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to find out. Don't anybody make him mad.
I've always had a hard time. I've always had a hard time going with other communities because you didn't know their politics.
Right.
And they always, they were always into it.
Oh,
politics
yeah.
were always into it. So it's like, yeah.
I bet you have Anna changes a little bit. They lose all that revenue out of that power plant. And they don't have the money train coming in like they used to.
Well, neither
it might get a little tighter down Havana.
And neither does Buckhart Fire Department.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Exactly.
But when you think about it, I mean, all this nice equipment, but we don't have people to put in it.
Yeah. Canton School District.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to make that money?
Right now, you can't find anybody that wants to work. It don't matter what the job is.
Oh, we lost.
Well, the ball they flooded the bottom, we lost a buttload of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well.
To look at birds.
Yep.
Yep.
All the years is I at Caterpillar and I worked in that and I worked with there was a guy that came and he was a Gen X and he came and he did a talk in front of all the CEOs and everything and that he says I want to tell you he says baby boomers do not leave us do not quit do not retire in that because the rest of us he says we don't look at coming to work at 7 o'clock in the morning if you're supposed to be there at 8 the baby boomers are going to be there 7. He said, don't leave. And he said, there's no organization. There's no, and but most of them didn't want to work. They wanted to work, but they didn't see where they had to go to the office to work. They felt that they should stay home and work from home and stuff and that, which we just realized that, so. Different world.
And my daughter's working for a company, you know, out of college, and it was kind of like, we start at 8 o'clock. Well, she gets there early the first day. And they're like, well, nobody can sit in before 8:15 or 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, most jobs don't work that way. Well, it ends up that a lot of jobs aren't working that way today. Mm. And they also, I was reading something the other day, they're looking at going to a 4-day work week because of I'm like, how are you gonna do that if you're one of these companies that...
Like a delivery company or...
Yeah.
Tell you, the guy that had it together and what's going on and how things working out, and a lot of people pushing down, and that is Mike Rowe. The guy, Dirty Jobs. I met him in Vegas, talked to him, we had about a half hour talk together, and that just totally down to earth guy, and just...
He's sharp too.
He is very sharp.
He's a smart man.
He was an opera singer. But anyway, just he was right that all these kids in school now need to be trained for some kind of other job, because not everybody's going to college.
That's exactly right. You know? I said that all the time.
Trade schools.
And we knew that when we grew up.
I mean, they're not getting anything done.
They're not going to do anything on their own. They're going to pay someone to do it.
But look at all the professions that aren't getting anything done. Nobody's building anything.
Yeah.
Nobody. And nobody wants to.
Nobody.
They want those jobs where they can work at home from with their computers.
Yeah, but they don't have the interest. There's no interest left.
I know.
If my old math teacher was still alive, because we'd have an argument all over again when we went from general math to algebra and then geometry. They started putting letters instead of numbers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't even got onto the number part yet. Now you got to put a letter in there?
Right.
And he says, well, you'll use this every day of your life. I have yet to figure anything out where I had to replace a number with a letter. You know, but he just told us, you'll use this every day of your life. This is something you need. No.
You don't want to see the math now.
But that's what... Just
ridiculous.
Like,
the kids can't like who come up with that?
It's just like the police department here. I always looked at it as the fact that it's the best training grounds in the world, because if you go to Peoria, you're not going to be an inspector, you're not going to be a traffic cop, you're not going to be whatever, you're going to pick one. Here, you're everything.
You wear many hats.
You're all of it, so it's the best training. It's the best training in the world, so you're not going to get it anywhere else. And that's why they only stayed for like 2 years.
Dog catcher one day and separating two old maids fighting over flower pot somewhere with a garden hose.
Tell them they got a leak somewhere.
Green.
This is where your leak is.
I think Orland was going to have the new
dog come up missing. You're going to do that.
Austin sign a grant.
Because I asked John to
what state?
For like 2 years or 3 years.
I saw John.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think they're binding. I don't think you can hold anybody to them. But I mean, it makes them think. You know, I just want to think about being loyal.
Nathan sent it to me today, so I got in word form, so I could fill it out.
Mm-hmm. Anybody hear anything about a dog bite down by the fairgrounds yesterday? Anybody?
I don't know if it was at the fairgrounds, but someone from Lewistown.
No,
that life-lighted.
Right, and the story I'm hearing is they were walking by the fairgrounds. A dog, a black lab, came out of nowhere, attacked this baby, and then ran off toward Havana. And I called Beekman last night, left a message. I got nothing back.
Black lab?
And it said the baby got life-flighted. They took it to hospital by POV,
mm-hmm.
and then got life-flighted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my question is, there any witnesses? I mean...
Do we know the name, Stephen?
I drove around last night looking for a black lab. I heard about it like within an hour of it happening. So
I don't know where it happened.
Well, I'm hearing in front of the fairgrounds is what the hospital reported to the sheriff's office.
Really?
Steve would have been following up with it today.
You think he'd call me back?
If he's not on vacation, I mean, I'd be the only thing if he was on vacation or something.
Well, no, because Kenny said he saw him yesterday at his neighbor's house.
Okay.
So he was there yesterday.
I haven't seen any black lab running loose. I
haven't either.
In that area,
I haven't seen any.
But I mean, it just sounds weird to me anyway. I got questions.
Who's all investigating it? I mean, was the county investigating?
Animal control, I think, because Worland, he knew about it, but just,
yeah.
I don't know. Because the hospital has to report dog bites, and they automatically give it to the animal control officer.
Sure.
You don't know who the kid was or anything? Or you do?
No, not off the top of my head, I don't. But mm-hmm. I do have it somewhere written down, but I don't have it.
I'll just check Facebook. That to give me the answer.
I did, and there was nothing. I mean, the mother didn't post anything. So
I didn't see anything.
That never happened.
I'd be irate.
I would too. And that, you know.
Yeah.
I,
Where's the damn dog? Because you got to take those shots. Right. And somebody told me they're not as bad as they used to be. Is that true, or is it still in the stomach? And
oh, I don't know. But, rabies shots.
But anyway, I mean, it's just still attacking just a baby for no reason. I mean, where
yeah,
is this dog?
Weird.
It needs. It just does. It just sounds weird.
And the mother was there with the baby.
I guess. I mean, it's a 1 year old. I don't know.
Grandfather was wrestling with the dog. I don't know. I just heard bits and pieces because we didn't transport.
Maybe they have their own dog.
That's what I'm thinking, and didn't want to say it. But
I assumed it was a family dog the way I was hearing the story. So, but I don't know that to be true.
It's not the nature of a black lab anyway. Yeah. I mean,
dogs and babies are never good. So,
it's true.
No, babies don't realize how they can spook a dog.
They're animals.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they're animals.
But you would think somebody would be raising hell on Facebook would be.
Right, that's what I mean. You know, if they.
Oh, Facebook's the nose.
Because, I mean, it got my attention. We got a dog that needs taken care of here. But.
And you were going to go down and take care of my
dog? I would have if I had to.
You take care of the dog.
Yeah, no, I remember that one.
It got taken care of, didn't it? I just pierced its ear.
That first one. Drunk, running off the road and hit my telephone pole, and your goddamn deer run out in front of me again.
When you got a guy standing there crying, playing, please shoot that son of a bitch. I mean, what do you do? That's what he was doing.
That's smart ass.
I was like, shoving. Because I got my nightstick out first. I was going to hit the dog with the nightstick. And she said, you ain't going to hurt it with that. Don't do that. You'll piss him off.
Yeah,
don't
you're going to eat the stick out of your hand.
You're going to have a real fight now.
You might end up with that stick somewhere you don't want it.
When that first round went off, that dog went, whoop. He was gone. Put it right through his ear. Freak.
But now there's, you know, Facebook could be alive.
Yeah,
on
that one.
Tell me probably.
And that's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm asking, because it's.
I was in a restaurant, I was in Casey's, I've been in several different businesses.
Those sound happenings down, so maybe it wouldn't be on.
The more time that passes makes me think they know the dog, and that's why we're not making
a
big deal out of it.
Why is Lewis and Facebook happening down? Do you know why it's down?
Why?
Yeah.
Probably tired of the negative, be my guess,
yeah,
and I don't even have Facebook.
Yeah, it's all because of the negative.
Well, I think when you have that as a moderator, you get like dinged by Facebook if all the negative, when it gets
probably
going. They don't go to like the commenter as much as they go after the person. You're allowing this.
It was people from out of town that are.
Yeah, it's everybody
that
has an opinion. But
you let this person advertise from out of town, but blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God. Like White Hood Group.
Yeah.
That's what people call the White Hood Group.
you want to end the police meeting yet, or are you done with
that? We're done. We're good.
Okay.
We left bills for you.
Yeah, I wasn't even watching.
All right, call this meeting to order if you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody remain standing. Heavenly Father, bless everyone in this room and help us make the best decisions possible for the people who listen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we've
talked about it. Okay. All right, clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we will move on. Everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting.
Approve the meeting of the last meeting.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, clerk's report. Cindy, do you have anything?
No. All no. Right.
Treasurer is absent this evening. Mr. Collins, do you have anything to report?
We'd like to talk about the property 627 North Main Street, the former Henderson residence. I believe we're all familiar with the property I'm speaking of. few months ago, the mayor approached me about getting in contact with the ownership of that house. It was a tax buyer called North Indiana Investments LLC. They are headquartered out of basically a registered agent that is a commercial registered agent. In other words, it's a company that exists to allow service on corporations that are not out of a physical office. So we send notice to them. We have been trying to send notice to them. To get some correspondence back, we've been prepared to send a quick claim deed for them to deed that property to the city in lieu of the inevitable foreclosure that would happen. Bottom line, the efforts have been met with silence. We even Googled the name of the company, went online, found a YouTube channel that belonged to them, touring some of the facilities that they purchased for taxes over the years. It had a phone number at the bottom of it. I gave that to the mayor. He promptly called that number, and I don't believe you had any success getting hold of anybody. So I have prepared the complaint for the unsafe and dangerous building, which I certainly think qualifies as that. I just want to give everybody kind of a broad overview of what that entails. So I petitioned the court as the city's attorney to have that building more or less condemned, declared unsafe and dangerous. The court then enters an order authorizing demolition of that structure for the protection of the citizenry. Following that, we are authorized then to go onto the property to demolish the structure to make it safe. And then we are then authorized to put a lien on the property for the amount of the cost associated with the demolition. So I am willing and able to pursue that, and I just want everybody to know before we decide what to do that it's a lot in Lewistown. It's not going to ever bring that sealed bid auction what we are going to have in demolishing the structure. So that being said, I know we need to do something about it. We've attempted to do this in a diplomatic way through the ownership, and they obviously could care less.
My opinion is we proceed.
Yeah.
And destroy it.
Is this something that hopefully we can make an example of?
How so?
Because we have some neighbors that need to be done the same way. I mean,
maybe we
the old neighborhood down there, King Janie Howard's property and that down the block, it needs to come down. I know there's animals living in there.
Yeah.
And who's going to be responsible for it? City of Lewistown. So,
I mean, as far as the budget line item, you know, that's up to you guys. We're going to have...
We'll never make the money back.
You won't.
Never will. But if somebody, and just a simple fact is this, just like this one, if somebody goes up there and gets hurt, whatever, that, who's going to be liable? It's going to be the city of Lewistown.
North Indiana Investments right now. Once we lien the property and get a deed, then it'll be the city of Lewistown. But hopefully by then it'll be demolished.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I understand what you're saying. This is a health and welfare issue. This isn't a liability issue. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
We've already got fortune in that house over the years anyway.
We do.
Got fortune in a lot of them.
But it just needs to be put out there.
That particular property, though, we've got a ton of money in it. We might as well get it down.
I mean, it's going to fall down on its own.
We just
whole back
need to make an example of it. This is what we're going to do.
Maybe we can get a package deal if we got more than one to demolish. I mean, there's more houses that I don't know about.
We want to let people know that this is not the end. This is the start. And we're not going to stop here.
That's the one people see on Main Street, though.
Right.
When you hear all the comments about it, just
I mean, to me, it's common sense. I mean, what did our census figures do? In the last census, we lost, what, 300-400 people. You don't need as many houses when you lose people. I mean, no. It's just the natural progression of things, and we have to take care of this stuff.
Yep.
That's why we got elected.
Sure.
Nathan,
we all have to bear that burden, all of us in town.
But as a thing, I'm tired of taking a burden as a taxpayer, taking a burden as a taxpayer and paying for all this.
I am too.
Damn problem.
I am too. Yes, and that's a damn shame.
That's what you're talking about, right?
That would be a beautiful home.
Yeah, behind Kenny Hickey's, yeah, right there.
Oh, that's a mess.
But it would, I mean, I think it would still be saved if someone would, but still, people still want. Such high prices for it.
I think it'd be cheaper if we just bought a Caterpillar dozer. And
we got a backhoe.
We had to. We just take them down. So. I mean, but anyway, I'm
we can rent a track hoe for a few thousand dollars for a week.
But people need to know that this is, if we do this, there's not going to end. This is just the start, and we're going to keep going until it's done. And but the thing is,
yes.
Again, we're spending taxpayers' money. We're spending my money, your money. Yes. Everybody else around this room, we're spending your money to do this. Are you willing to take that? You're willing to take that bite to do this with your money? We're probably could be used somewhere else, but it has to be done. So
I think if you took a survey, in town, I think you'd find most people would be in favor.
And that's what irks me.
Well, that's just it. People want to look good, and that's one good thing.
Yeah. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I mean, get in the back side of that house and a kid get in there, and I don't want to see
anything. You all know the animals are there.
Yeah, the animals are there.
I don't live next door to it, but I wouldn't want to live next door to that either.
I mean, it's just not good when you bring wild animals in town.
Plus,
we've got them all over town.
We got opportunity for any houses vacant.
It's just kind of like the thing is this. If we're going to do one, and we're going to do it for this reason, we need to set the example, put it out there that, you know what, we're not going to accept this anymore in this community. And for somebody else that comes here and does this or tries to do this, we don't do that here. And that's what needs to be put out there. And
we have to spend money to do that. We've got a big bullet on that gas leak.
Yes.
And that was an abandoned house.
I mean, as far as, like I said, if you want to send a message, then it should probably be a budgetary line item for demolition expenses, unsafe and dangerous buildings, something along those lines.
We used to do that.
We did.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, you know,
it's expensive.
Message sent. Well, just for example, when Helly's bought the Zempel place, which is north of the property that I used to own, I want to say that was a 2.5-story house, and it cost them right around the neighborhood of $12,000 to tear that down.
Yeah.
That lot, maybe $3,500 on a good day.
That's a huge house, too.
It was a huge house. It was a lot of dumpsters, and it was. But I like the way we're talking as far as renting the track hoe, and if we, because we can budget that expense.
Sure.
And if we have a month during the summer where I line up all these, in other words, I rack them, you break them. Yeah. I line up all these unsafe and dangerous building judgments that we get.
Right.
Then you guys can rent that track hoe and get the dumpsters out here, and we can knock all these houses down.
Yep.
But that being said, if we think back to, help me out with the name, the guy that lived next to King's place, that
Ramsey.
Yeah. Thank you. You think I'd remember that forever?
Yeah, but, that's still sad.
The court allowed us to demolish the trailer, but would not grant judgment for the residents, and that's because based upon the photographs that we were able to take. And the documentation that we were able to bring into court through the testimony and the photographs, he said it's not posing a hazard to the community, which, you know, agree or disagree, that's the result. I mean, we don't get to take it.
Did he live in that, though?
What's that?
Did he live in that?
He was living in Havana for some years by the time we pursued that. There was a trailer kind of kitty corner from the residence that he authorized the demolition on. And it was completely run down.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a given just because we file it, we're going to get the demolition judgment. So I want you to be aware of that, too.
Does the city own that house? Ramsey's? Sir?
No.
No.
Ramsey's
don't.
Sister, I believe.
He has no kids. He's dead. And
I think it's
his,
I want to say it's his sister that owns it. She's still paying the taxes on it, right? In his name?
He lived with his sister-in-law down to Van.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So, I guess she's the one that's still. She called one day and I talked to her.
Yeah, she must be the one.
Who mows it?
City.
Okay, that's what made me think maybe they got it.
So realistically then, once the city goes in and demolishes it, we place a lien on the property, we can foreclose on that lien, or we can hope that someday it sells and we can, like we do the weed liens, collect at that point. But we all know the reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does abandoned equal, just because it's abandoned, does that always pose a health and safety issue?
No.
Okay.
And that's what I was going to question you. In your grant reviews and things like that, have they ever touched upon unsafe and dangerous buildings? I mean, that's a term of art in Illinois, statutory.
Yeah, so actually the Bustos funding did that.
Okay.
This go around as well. So, and last go around, in Peoria, they actually demolished a couple schools, and I think it was in maybe one of the smaller communities in Fulton County, they also paid to demolish some unsafe buildings.
I mean, I don't want to demolish them. I want them refurbished. And
we need to set an example, though. It's an example to let people know that it's not going to happen anymore in the city of Lewiston.
I
know the taxpayers are tired of it.
I mean, I agree, and that's why I feel. That's why I told them to go forward with this one, because I feel we'll go forward on all of them. I don't feel the taxpayer pays taxes for us to look at a bank account and see how much money the city has.
I'd rather pay money for a new street or...
I would too.
Whatever, instead of paying for somebody else's damn property that's theirs. It's
go to every city in this country and you'll see it
everywhere.
Big cities. Well, Brad and I were just talking the other day about St. Louis. You don't have to go very far to find the burned out buildings anymore.
Yeah,
no.
You used to have to drive a little bit, but not anymore.
Well, you fire in Peoria and they get in the houses like we got across town. They get Tracos are the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not. It don't sit empty.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I mean,
that one down there is open and.
Yeah,
I know.
And I'm happy. There's people calling about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that we need to just.
And I agree. I've been in contact with them. I had the police chief contact with them. Their intentions is to bring it down. I haven't seen it happen yet.
We've got enough people in the area to contract it to just say, hey, come do it and take it down.
They're a health hazard, they're animal hazard, plus scrappers. Just like the gas leak, scrapper went in there and stole pipe, copper.
You give a scrapper a bad name.
They're thieves.
But when you go open up the natural gas line and then just walk away and let it continue leaking.
Because a lot of these old houses, they have copper gas lines.
You're going to have a downtown Canton situation on your hands, you know.
We're living in an era where you got to put a shield over your catalytic converter, your brand new vehicle, to keep it from getting stolen. So natural gas lines, unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
So we need a motion, a second on this, or
we don't actually.
Well, all the ordinances are in place. We're just going by the ordinances.
All right.
The issue is the cost associated, and you guys' support behind that, as well as your, you know.
I mean, this isn't going to cost us that much money at this point. It's the demolition that's going to cost us, and that's when I plan.
Well, it costs us more and more and more unless we do something now.
No, and I agree, but I will bring that to the council and say, look, this is what we're doing. This is who we're hiring. This is how much it's going to cost. That's my intention.
We did it ourselves. I think we got a plan. We can save some money.
And I do, too. If we rent the Traco and we operate the things, there's just ways of saving money.
So that being said, is this the only property we're pursuing this summer for the Traco rental?
It'll probably be a whole summer getting it done. I mean,
well,
there's several others.
Yeah, but if we've got opportunity for others.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean,
do it.
I agree.
We have a list.
If we have a list, and you know, do we have five?
Oh. Probably
let's have him do five. Yeah, but we don't want to overburden him.
That was on fire. Definitely, he's coming.
Yeah,
I agree.
Just name one.
I agree.
This
one doesn't have to be on Avenue. We've got a tree grown out of it.
The fire
house.
Mm-hmm.
The one on Avenue C.
Yeah, the one on Avenue C.
I don't have an address, but
yes. A lot of them.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And I've had Whirlin talk to him, and he says, "Yes, I got to get it down. I'm going to get it down. I'm going to get it down." And you know, he may.
Probably be cheaper to do several than one.
Oh,
guaranteed.
One across the street, too.
Guaranteed.
From
and you know, these people may be willing to.
Go take a look at Ramsey's place and the street that it's in. Know that we did not get that judgment and then use that as your bar. Henderson's is not going to be a problem. Henderson's barely a house anymore.
Yeah. And that's.
That Howard house that you guys are talking about, I keep sending them bills because, you know, we're mowing it.
That's a shame. That was a
shame. And they're not responding.
Yeah, it was a nice looking hole.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a hole in the roof. I know there's animals in there. I know there
is. Yeah, Sam said there
are. I mean, I hate to see that one demolished.
I know.
Oh, yeah,
I'd love to take
it. Somebody put some money in it.
I agree. Kenny
tried to call the people that owned the one east to him because he's
that's the one
we're
talking about.
That's the one. Yeah.
And nobody, they won't add, you know, they.
No, they won't. It's family.
No contact.
It's a family. It's a family thing, and it's just like, you know what, it needs to come down. I hate to see it, but...
It was a beautiful home at one time.
Yeah, I think the ball works.
Yeah.
the neighbors take care of the property.
Yeah.
Kenny does, and the neighbors north of him takes care of it. They mow the property and everything else takes care of it, but it's time for it to go.
I mean, so that's another thing. You got the bottle works. I mean, that's right on Main Street, too.
Yeah.
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 And I mean, I had a guy just yesterday express some interest in that, and he's family, so maybe he can get something done. So.
Dude is blessed.
I have no trust.
Mm-hmm. If anything, I've got guys that mows that property, and then I said, hey, I've been mowing it for the last 7 years.
You want me to go
get
the mowing list and look at it? I'm not sure.
I'm just writing them down. I'll probably get the mayor in.
If you notice.
Because I'm not sure what all the houses look like where they
are. The bottle works, they put up that tape at fair time. It's because they don't have insurance. That's why.
I'm not trying to stir anybody. Are we going to have a police?
They think it'll keep somebody from falling.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're jumping in, Mr. Time.
I think he's upstairs. Was he going to come down to the meeting?
He wasn't up there, is he?
I saw him walk through.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He's going to be. I've got to go take photos of all these properties with him within a reasonable period of time prior to filing these complaints. So I've got Howard Residence on Illinois Street as a possibility. Johnny Malott's place that caught on fire.
Let me see.
The Bottle Works.
There's a residence on it's on the north side of Avenue H, probably the 600 block. It's got a tree growing up out of the middle of that.
Okay, should we know who owns that?
Which one was one where the gas was going on?
Yes, Smith's on Jefferson. Where the gas leak came from?
Yeah.
Smith's on Jefferson.
That's Tanya's.
Tanya Smith.
Did we get banks on Chestnut? That
could have been a real bad one. Because
Evan
just happened to drive down the street and
smell it. Mm-hmm. So, which one was the gas leak house?
Smith.
Tanya Smith?
Around Jefferson.
And that place is abandoned?
And it's actually a relative, I don't know.
I don't think it's dilapidated.
No,
I don't think so.
I think somebody broke in.
Was that Elaine's
house?
It's
abandoned. I don't think
it was vacant. I know that it was vacant.
Not from the outside.
It's like a garage that kind of goes down.
I don't think it's the requirement. Well,
that's the one they stole the copper out of. That one's got the garage and it's all grown up. Yeah.
Okay.
It's.
I think it's not in that
shape.
It is. It won't be his requirements.
No.
She'll get that.
I was under the impression that Banks's was supposed to be tore down on Chestnut.
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to start on.
I have not seen anybody.
Yeah, and the dad come in and he's like, "We're tearing that down next week," and that was a month ago. So.
He'll get that.
The white brick.
Oh yeah, that.
He'll get that torn down. I mean,
the one on south.
He will. He tore down that trailer there in Little America. I mean, he worked at it for a long time.
I had complaints on the South Chestnut one.
Where Brazel House or
no south. Across from Nabbins.
Okay.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
Frank's.
Yeah.
Or,
Yeah.
And what was her name?
Her last name was Frank.
That's Rick Frank.
That was
mom's
nice house.
Lived there.
Yep.
Yeah, they got garbage. The garage is full of garbage. And animals and
the basement's full of dog poo and.
The police need to look at that then.
It's bad.
It's.
Ordnance fire.
Right across from Barnesville.
Okay. Is there one like. Right up on top of the hill.
Yeah.
I found a mushroom in that front yard once. I was on her on a call.
That's a shame.
That was a pretty
good
house.
That was a nice
one time.
Mm-hmm. That's
an
absolute shame there.
Who owns the South Chestnut? Do we know?
It used to be Frank's,
Well, Rick didn't have anything to do with it because I tried contacting him. It was some of the other kids. Chantel.
Yeah.
That's the one I remember living there. That
yeah.
Chantel.
It was Frank Edwards.
Edwards. Chantel might still own it.
Gosh, I think that's a shame. That could be a decent house, but probably take a lot of cleaning now.
Yeah.
Tyvek suits, air packs.
Yeah,
back up,
shovels.
Hey, now. You can't afford to pay a contractor to do this stuff anymore. I should say I can't afford to.
That's the thing, that one over by the elevator, those couple guys tore that down and burned it. I mean, they're still working on it, but I mean, they're making progress on it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. The old elevator, I mean, the old scale building, those falling in.
Yeah.
Who owns that?
Midwest Green, probably, isn't it?
No,
it's been
something private, wasn't it? Because yep. I can't remember who it is now.
Really?
It's a shame too.
It's not still owned by.
No.
His daughter worked at our school.
I had it. I lost it.
I will say the old railroad too on Cedar down by me. They had. I tried to contact them a couple times. I know some people that are interested in repurposing that, and I have not been able to get a hold of anybody. So.
You know who owns that railroad? Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
That's who owns that railroad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gal's name who lives out by where Ruth Graham used to live. I can't think of her name.
She's I mean, you talked about it one day. I can't.
The railroad finally did agree they own the bridge on Mile Road Road, and they're going to replace it.
There's a house up from John
that
King.
That trestle bridge?
Where John King lives.
Railroad finally admitted it's theirs.
It'd be just
there to replace it.
Yes. Close to him. That's and that house is a total.
That's the one he was talking about.
That's the one that
we're going to give
yeah.
the house.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a bad
That's
house.
How I found out Buffett owns a railroad.
Yeah.
<I'm>
sure
he can afford a new bridge then.
That's right.
How about the other one that burnt, that was on fire out there on the east side of town? Where Jesus was in it.
That's
yeah, that's one. Yeah, he's got that. Yeah. He's got that one.
And I'm sure there's others when we get to digging.
Well, I think we got a good start.
Yep, we get a good start on
it.
Yeah, question.
Yeah. What about the house down there on the dead end of East MacArthur that burned up several years back? I believe there's still a hole cut in the roof. It's right there by Bullnax. That
Ooh.
Very dead end.
What?
Where's that?
Be on the right hand side. Be on the right hand side if you're going down East MacArthur.
All the way down dead end, down there by
like
Dave Stell's,
yeah,
down in there.
His house.
Who
oh, that's
Kim Dennegan's
no,
brother,
the
wasn't
insurance,
it?
The insurance, she lives in the house Dan Harn used to live on Euclid.
So I remember still a whole lot of from Boulder. Fire.
Yeah, Boulder. Yeah, because that's
yes,
Kim
that's
Dennegan's.
Yeah.
Was a Baldry one. She, that's why I connected.
Yeah,
we need to put that one
or
on the
Kim.
List too.
That was.
Where's that?
That's 5, 6
Vicky
years
Mason.
That house
is that
fire.
Who you're trying to think of?
Vicky Mason. Yeah.
But is that all there is? Is just a hole in the roof, or
it's just been
boarded up?
Fire.
It's just all boarded up.
You probably won't meet his criteria either. It's
probably
like
not.
Storage. I mean,
it's all plywooded in. It's been that way for 5 years.
Any of them good eligible candidates for the fire department? Practice on.
Well, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that'd be
by the time you get all the permits, plus we have a city ordinance where you can't burn them down.
Didn't we try to do that with Scroggins' place?
Yeah, we tried. By the time you get the EPA permits and the asbestos abatement,
no, it's not.
Call it
Wilder what? Farm spent a fortune getting that.
That's how we got rid of in our neighborhood.
Right, but you know,
fire department practice fire.
Right.
All right, what was the one you mentioned? What address?
I'm not sure the address. It's probably about the 800 block of East MacArthur.
800 block of East MacArthur.
Yeah.
It's down by Wilmax.
Call, these,
right next
call your politicians and make all these damn rules and ask them why. We don't
Now's
want
them. A good time to call them.
Yes, tell them we don't want it. We don't want these rules.
Yeah.
We want this stuff cleaned up and
yep.
and flying for their permits. It's
yeah.
like, yes, it's unsafe, but it's only unsafe if you pay us a lot of money. I mean, so it is.
It's
it,
only unsafe in industrial areas.
You know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, it's a bad deal, but
yeah.
can't take care of it unless you pay us a lot of money.
Most of these have been fighting it for years.
Yes. It's, yes.
That's part of it. How voraciously have you been pursuing bottle works at this point?
That's falling in on
it.
Let's put at least a battle on that one.
Right.
I like the challenge.
I mean, maybe a bit. Just the inquiry from us may be enough to go, hey, maybe we need to do something.
Well, and that's why I'm saying with the one there, if we demolish it and just put it out that this is the example, this is what City of Lewistown is going to do with your
yes.
property.
Yes.
If you don't,
we're going to start budgeting money to
yeah,
do this
we're
stuff.
We're not kidding anymore. It's
we're on the firehouse. That's for sale.
It's over with.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, the one behind the playground.
I agree.
You don't need more parking lots or?
That one, probably, that one, if you've looked at the pictures, it is falling in.
They've got interior pictures of that, they're selling it, there's no utilities in it, the ceilings are falling in.
The ceilings are falling in, the door has been open in that for quite some time.
Kids go in and squat.
There's squatters in there.
Which one's this?
Avenue C, 121.
Let's try to avoid demolishing the squad residences until we get them evicted.
I mean, I guess they may come out of there, but I think there's people in there, the door's open, not open.
C and Maple.
We're just inviting that if we have houses like that around here.
Yeah.
Someone's actually trying to sell it, I mean.
That's a Yoki shop.
It's on the market.
It was a foreclosure.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did with Davis's place down here.
It's rough.
Yeah. I can't believe they didn't put pictures on.
I can't believe they're selling for $12,000, yeah, sell for $2,000.
Started at like 38.
Oh, good lord.
You have to pay somebody.
Cameron took the utilities out of it a long time ago.
Well, if you guys offered them $1,000 and they took it, it'd be cheaper than paying me to go to court over it.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yep. Next, we need to work on
I keep sending the realtor mowing bills, but they're not paying.
They're not paying.
They're ignoring
you
too.
Get that out of their commission.
Yeah. I send bills to anybody I possibly can.
I mean, there's a piece of property that needs torn down that we could buy for $1,000. Do you think there is, or is?
Yeah, they're right over behind the fire station.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be.
It started at 38, you said?
Started at 38.
It's at 12 now.
It's still 12.
And still can't get a bid?
Oh, they haven't gotten anything. I don't think.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, they have pictures of it inside.
Job.
I mean, it just would need to come down.
I mean, I just don't. $500, $1,000, make them an offer. I agree.
That's not the hardware store.
Now you're being
tear it down.
Call the realtor and sign the contract for $1,000.
Offer them $1,000.
Spend $10 to fix it.
All right.
We still got to pay the ownership, but we don't have to pay me.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Poor Nathan.
Because that's all the end results.
Looks like I got my work cut out. I got
his kids will eat the rest of the year.
Food on the table.
His kids will make it through.
Well, I do know. I've talked to the gentleman that has the lot across from the grocery store, the whole block.
Oh.
He's getting ready to tear all that down.
At Grilling Masters home?
Mm-hmm. He's tearing all of them down. Yes, and he said if anybody would give him $200,000 for it, he'd take it.
Even
the brick house?
He went from 200 to 400.
Even that brick
house? Oh, no, I guess not the brick one, but the other two.
That's nice.
I was going to say last time I heard he was 375.
Yeah, it was 375.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
The other day when he was in here, he said he'd take 200 or somebody.
He gets low enough, Casey's may snagger.
I wish Casey's would
snagger. On the website or wherever he's got for sale, he didn't lower it, but that's what he told us the other day.
They haven't staked it.
No.
I drove past there day before yesterday. Nothing there. Yeah. They're just painting them all.
They haven't pulled the trigger.
The Sad City Master's house come down there.
If only the Chinese restaurant would have went in, we'd have been all right.
Yeah, we would have.
She got a little sticker shock on how much it costs to build a building.
Yeah.
Spend a whole lot of money and not do very much anymore.
Could rent
subway. Well, we're talking about things that aggravate everybody. Mr. Megley's been pretty busy the last few nights to get to.
Which one is that?
Vernon.
See, somebody was issued a burning complaint or a burning ticket just a couple nights ago.
That was Nicole down there.
So, I mean.
Went by last night, he had a great big black smoke. Yeah. It's not
Frank
a windmill.
That's the new. Frank knows about it. I think he's
Those are the kind of things you need to call the police department, police officer, and say, hey,
sure.
People are complaining. I'm an alderman.
Yeah, he
went out and take
he
care
wrote
of
a ticket down there at Nicole's.
Yeah,
they were burning
scared
stuff,
you.
Stuff
scared
off a wire.
We get sick again.
Right,
down
there.
The
right.
Officer's going to say who it was.
I wish I could find a wire. Tippy was on. Brenda must have seen him on Facebook.
You want Frankie's right there.
There's Frank.
Hello, Frank. Come on in, Frank.
Hey, how's it going? I didn't want to interrupt your meeting.
It's an open meeting.
You're part of it. You're
pretty
informed.
How's everybody
doing?
All right.
Good.
They're talking about a burning. Yeah.
Well, Rambo's place.
Rambo.
Okay.
9 o'clock last night, he was burning electrical wire and black smoke.
We get more money out of that.
It was not a winter road fire, but he's been doing it 3-4 nights a week again, so.
Okay.
Right, straight west of the medical with all the junk in the yard.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good rapport with old Rambo, so I'll stop and talk to him about that and make sure he knocks that crap off.
Good luck.
Yeah,
he also.
Ordinance, isn't ordinance everything out by 5 o'clock unless it's like
yep.
a wiener roast or something?
Yep.
And so everything, yeah, if you're got, out. I don't care what you're burning, it's out at 5 o'clock.
He'll just get sticks and hot dogs out.
Ooh, that tastes good, wouldn't it? Mm.
He does.
Yeah, I don't care what you're burning.
Just
out at five.
Wants to see your house.
I think he does it now, just push it.
And it might be one of the things that may have to eventually just say, if you're going to have a wiener roast, we'll do a permit thing. If you're not going to put it out by, I mean, you don't want to do that.
No,
but
he's going to end up
setting
all
reason,
on fire.
No
it's
going
to all go up.
There's no reason to burn, period. So.
I mean, I like sitting by a fire. And
yeah, sure.
Having a nice tea and nice cool evening. Or, but
you're a little more considerate about it.
When it's used oil and electrical wire insulation.
Sure.
Right.
That's not considered.
Not
that's not a. Yeah.
Or poison ivy.
No.
Right.
It's just bad.
That's a good idea, burn poison ivy.
Yeah,
I mean, some of these things, you'd like to use them as a teaching moment, but you got to go back and make sure they've learned also. And I know it's tough. Some of these people that are learning this.
There's a cure for it, but we're not there.
Okay. All right.
I didn't hear that.
Are you guys ready to move on?
Sure.
All right. I'm an engineer. We don't have an engineer. Do we have anybody, public comments, petitions? Anybody here want to speak from the public? No. Thank you. All right. All right. Finance, insurance. You got something?
Okay.
I mean, we'll let anybody talk here. I don't care. All right.
Got any ideas?
We're moving on here. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Miss Sally, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. John.
No.
Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller.
No, they've been doing real well on.
Have been,
taking
yes.
care of things, so.
Hey, on that streets and alley, I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to Kendall about it earlier today about the fire hydrants. I've seen some, you know, that still hasn't been painted. When are we going to be able to get that started up again?
You want me to take that on?
Sure, take that. I think
that.
I think you might be
Mr.
able to cover
it. Mr. Nathan, you got an answer for me?
I do have an answer for you.
Okay.
Same one you, the mayor, for the last meeting. So my fire hydrant painter extraordinaire went off the Marine Corps. So we knew that was going to happen, though.
Yeah.
We planned accordingly. I found a new individual that's willing to do it. His name's Craig Kine. Lives up on Main Street. Good guy. Single dad. Needs some extra income. So. We're going to put him to work. However, right now my generator's down. Not that you care about the details, but I'm too cheap to pay somebody to fix it. And I've got to run and fix it myself. So, I know, shocking.
Jesus. I'm going to talk to your dad.
You're right, Dad. It's actually his generator.
Harley Brothers.
And he wants you to fix it.
Harley Brothers, what?
Electrical.
Oh.
Galesburg.
He's not
generated that far.
$5
gallon gas.
No.
Okay.
No, but anyway.
Yeah, you are working on it.
We're going to get it back up and running here real quick. And I've got three that just need painted right now that are primer over here on. Help me out. What's the Adams? No. This is Adams. I don't know what road it is. It's on the north side of the courthouse. But.
Lincoln.
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 Yeah.
South side.
Yeah.
The courthouse. That's really
north
Washington.
North side is not Lincoln.
Washington.
Yeah. South side is.
In front of the jail.
Yeah. So if you take Washington over here, you'll see the one sitting in primer right now. Anyway, we'll get back to work on that. It's completely my fault.
Well, I've been driving around in a little buggy, and I've been noticing different ones and weeds and stuff that haven't been done yet, and that's why I was asking.
Yep. We'll get on it, and we're hoping to get a pretty good crack at it this year, so, because he's going to.
That?
Hopefully hit 2 to 3 a day.
I'm happy with that answer.
Good.
Thank
if
you,
if something happens and he falls through, though, I'm going to be back square one, so I'm kind of counting on him. I got all my eggs in one basket.
What's square one's last day again?
Yeah, you'll be paying tonight.
Well, you know, I kind of got to know before I play Frank.
I got to watch the box.
I'll just say, as John.
And then, I don't know. Yeah, he keeps changing it.
July 18th?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other questions about the streets and alleys? No? All right. Moving on. Police and ESDA. Mr. Brad, talk about it later.
We can discuss it later.
All right. Water. Mr.
Good.
Kendall.
Good. We're good.
All right. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Mr. Jim Long.
Those things are pretty busy on weed eating and brush killing and keeping up with the unmowed lawns right now. We're not getting much in the buildings. Way we're busy.
All right. Tourism, Miss Kim.
Nope, I have nothing to report. Well, I do have something to report. The 4th of July will be the 3rd, Sunday, fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 o'clock, we're going to announce the Mr. Firecracker, Miss Sparkler. And there's going to be music, Craig Hand's band, I can't think of the name of it.
Blues Brothers.
We'll
Willie and the Country voice. Blues Brothers.
Blues Hounds, yeah. I think.
They'll
Blues
Hounds.
Yeah,
Blues
Hounds.
So, and fireworks at that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, could we back up a minute to the public ground buildings?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Daryl Dunham, and he's on the Historical Society, and here I go again, Ben. But I went by, and the caboose across from the sheriff's office is in dire need of a facelift. I mean, it looks bad, and I said if Harold Higgins was living, he'd have a cardiac arrest. And so I talked to Daryl about it, and he said that they have been talking about it, and they're able to buy the paint and stuff. They just need the manpower. And so I told him, I said, when you get ready to do that, call me and let me know, and maybe I can wrestle up some manpower to help. So I'm kind of giving you guys a heads up on this. Anybody wants to help? Because don't mumble while I'm talking. So anyway, it's a good idea, and we got to keep this thing going because it's a beautiful caboose, and I'd hate to see it fall by the wayside. It wouldn't take long. Nathan, you do see it.
I said it sounded like a great job for the FOP. Is what it sounded
like.
Yeah, hey, I agree with you.
They did it.
Bring your generator up there, and you can help us.
They did a phenomenal job on that gazebo out there.
Yep.
They did. But anyway, I just mentioned that, and he wanted me to kind of throw it around City Council and see if we could get some help, and he's going to let me know when they get ready to do it.
Sure.
Yes, that's a wonderful idea. Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, the wheels are done too.
Yeah, good, very good.
For the cannons.
Very good.
Well, we'll help too.
Hey, I'm just
wondering. Quit laughing now.
It's
very fair, very old fashioned, that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Going back to tourism, Kendall mentioned earlier music in the park.
Before you leave tourism and at music in the park again, the band this week is a band that Lewistown probably would never have. It would have been a lot of money, and it was kind of a favorite type thing. But there is the annual 4th of July fish fry. We have like 60 pounds of fish we're frying. So if you can make it uptown 7 to 9, just come on up. And it starts the weekend, so it's a big 4th of July weekend.
I'm hoping for a great turnout.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nice. Bring your lawn chair.
It's going to be great.
I liked the guy last week. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, a very good job.
And he didn't have the crowd, though.
Yeah.
I wish he'd had. I think everybody liked him.
Yeah, the guy last week was all that I don't want to get off on, but the guy was all... it was all his music. It was not.
Right.
He's not a cover band. It was all his. It's
kind of a storyteller.
Yeah. But anyway, if you can make it, like I said, this band, there's an Elvis impersonator. This guy dresses up and sings like Elvis and does an excellent job. He's going to be there. So.
We also have a parade on Monday for the Susie Fuller organ. Organized it
on the 4th of July.
Yep.
At 10 o'clock.
Bike parade.
On Broadway.
Down Broadway.
And what day is that?
That's Monday.
It's on the 4th.
Monday the 4th. Okay.
Matter of fact, they usually start at the Park District building and come to the Ross Mansion. This time they're starting at Ross Mansion and going to the Park District building so they can go inside, take the kids inside and do some stuff afterwards with them.
Yeah, and they like the playground area too.
Yes.
I think Susie was still needing some stuff too, wasn't she? She had something on Facebook, I think.
What does she need?
Oh, like watermelon and a little bit more money. I don't even know what all I read it the other day.
Yeah,
she always
true.
Needs help. I mean, people really need. Matter of fact, this year, one of the donations, I don't even know what
juice
I'm supposed
boxes,
to say, but
maybe.
One,
juice boxes.
Juice boxes.
I mean, are the local watermelons even ripe yet?
I don't know.
No, they're.
One of the donations this year from Music in the Park, I think, is going to go to Susie. So.
Oh, is it really? That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. But
no, that's okay.
But anyway.
I think she announced that, though, one night.
I think so,
yeah. Music in the Park.
It says juice, drinks, watermelon, cookies, and cupcakes.
Yeah, there was. She had a thing posted. If you go on.
What they need.
It, there still. You go.
Cookies and cupcakes, okay, and juice boxes.
And watermelons.
And watermelons.
Help her out.
Can you just take it down there? It'd be okay just, or you don't know?
I don't know. Did she say where she wanted us to deliver it?
No, she said PM her on Facebook, but I imagine if you dropped it on her porch, it'd be fine.
You can messenger or call her.
She's working on her house. She's out there all the time. They're
okay.
Residing her right now.
Alright.
Okay, thank you everyone. Moving on. Tiff, Mr. John.
Nothing.
All right. Citizens Committee, Miss Amanda.
Hi. I did get another call last Thursday from Sherry Jones that things are still moving forward on getting our funding for the water. So she, which was great. So hopefully we'll get another update soon as that continues to go through the process. I also think Bruce Wyrock was here a couple weeks ago, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think I was here that night, but we had connected, and he is wanting to do some murals. So I've identified a grant opportunity, kind of a grant prize opportunity, where if we can raise some money, it puts us into being selected for a grant once we submit the grant. So I'm going to work with Bruce on that. We're going to start Lewistown Honor Roll, which is going to be a veterans mural and memorial. So we're looking at the old U.S. Cellular building,
mm-hmm.
that little
mm-hmm.
area that's in the bay parking lot, getting that painted, because that's a smaller space to start with. So we'll get that painted, hopefully get a mural. Bruce has been in contact, taking care of all that. Possibly doing some nice landscaping, and then also moving the honor roll monument from the courthouse, front of the courthouse where nobody really is seeing it, to that area. So it'll look a little nicer when we have events, music in the park, all those types of things. So, and if we can get one rolling and get something done, then hopefully we can just kind of continue and do some more.
I talked to Jack Ford on Saturday, and he was about painting murals, and he was very interested in helping out.
Okay, great.
He I think he said Vermont. Maybe it was the last one he did, and I know he did the one in Cuba, mm-hmm. next to the Legion in Cuba. I mean, Jack does a good job. He's a local guy. And
perfect. I'm going to get him in touch with Bruce. Bruce is kind of taking care of all the details, and hopefully...
All right. I've got Jack's number if you need.
Perfect. Hopefully we'll get some funding secured, and I think that'll really brighten up that area.
I do too. Very good.
I think you did all the artwork on the rocket, too,
mm-hmm.
on the
mm-hmm.
honor wall.
Yeah, that name. Yes, he
on
did.
On the rocket, so.
Yes, he did. I know. I don't know that he has all his equipment to do the anymore, but he's a good painter. I mean, he's...
Always has been.
Yes. I mean, that's what I'd like to see, somebody to actually paint something instead of this... Stickers, it looks good when you put it up, but it just it peels. I mean, so okay, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Moving on, Christmas committee, nobody here. Public Works report, Evan is not here. All right,
Moving on to unfinished business. We talked about these water meters last meeting, freezing up. I looked at this warranty from the meters company. I don't see where we're going to get anything from them, but we talked about it. Refunding people the money for paying for these meters. Put it on the agenda if you guys want to take some action, discussion, or action, whatever you want
to
do.
I move to approve the replacement of water meters that were corrupted on the residents in the community. So
they've already been replaced.
Replaced, but
reimbursed.
Reimbursed.
Give them a credit on their bill.
Yeah.
For their replacing the water meters.
I second. Make a move.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Call for a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Swatlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. I will direct the water clerk to show those people their credits on their bills. Thank you. All right, moving on. Discuss and approve police employment. It is my intention to appoint Frank Merrill as the new chief of police, effective when John Worland resigns. We talked about it in the police committee meeting at 6 o'clock. I have the support of the police committee. Frank, you have the support of the police committee. So, I believe Frank's the person to lead us in the direction we need to go. John keeps changing his date. He said it was the 15th of July. Now it's the 18th. So sometime around there.
Has he told you for sure?
He told me the last day on the street is going to be the 8th.
Eighth?
And then he's going to help me in the office until the 15th. But as of the 15th, he told me he is... But,
well, I think he's going on vacation too, so that's
yeah,
kind of.
I think that's got something to do with it. Yeah. But it could have changed.
So.
Now, is there something wrong with you? You're wanting this kind of a job? Or?
I'll get back to you on that.
No, just kidding.
Do you need a motion?
I appreciate you standing up to do it.
I mean, probably. I mean, once you say that name, they have to.
Move to approve the appointment.
So I'm appointing him right now as police chief and ask for a motion to...
I move to approve the appointment.
Yep. I second it.
And also, can we make sure that he's getting paid what the chief...
Yeah, I need to know that.
Yeah.
If the same amount?
Yeah, if he's getting 25.50...
Yeah, 25.51.
Yeah.
And the insurance.
And I also... I mean, he lives in East Peoria. He wants to move here right now. It's not feasible for him. I want it clear that he needs to be paid for his drive time from his house. When he leaves his house to come here,
yes.
If he gets called out, I mean,
absolutely.
Just, you know, $6 a gallon gas. I mean,
yep.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Is there a time frame on that or just?
Okay, so.
Sooner the better. At this point in time, I don't have a direct date, but I'm hoping by the end of this year.
Okay. But you'll keep everybody informed on
that. So every day or just when he gets called out?
Appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely.
Like when he gets called out. When you get called out is what I mean for not for your everyday thing.
And you need to make it clear to them they're not going to call you out for... I mean, we just probably just go over there and talk to the sheriff.
Right. I mean, you need to make that clear. If the call's not an emergency, stack it. Put it on hold. And I know those dispatchers, they don't like seeing that flashy thing there, and they get on the phone and start calling, why aren't you answering your calls? Listen, you just need to tell them, I'll handle it when I get in. Tell the public that, you know, I'm not working, and just because they try to push you a little bit, just chill out. We'll handle them when we get there. You know what an emergency is, and so do they.
I'm not trying to be a wet noodle here, but... Didn't we have a radius issue for law enforcement at one point in time?
15, yeah.
So what are we doing with that?
Well, that was the question. Do we need to open that?
Do we need to waive that?
Just, there was always a time to move you.
Yeah, in 2019.
And whatever we have to do, I mean.
I just can't get the ordinance to open. I wanted to figure out what it was, but it's quite cheap.
I'm sure it probably does.
I looked it up. I don't know if I took a copy. But I know it was in 2019 and we made it 15 miles.
15 miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, yeah, it was when we
residential requirement with a grace period of some number of months.
And it was 8 or 9 months, I think. You want me to go pull it?
No. So, I mean, he's
if we're
in compliance.
If we get close
compliance.
To that and you're not able
we're,
to make
yeah.
it, that's going to end the order.
So, yeah. So it's August 15th? Is that what we're saying? July?
No, July.
July 15th?
July.
So we'll have until
it's coming up
March,
basically.
Yeah, if you get close, we need to do something. Because again,
right.
If Frank didn't step up here, we're not going to have a police chief.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying.
No,
to,
I know. No, you're doing the right thing by us. I know.
Things have changed in 3 years, so
I'm proud that
you
replied and that you were a
charmer. You're looking for us. I get it.
I just want to make sure all the other officers that would have applied don't come in and say, I'd like to go to court with me.
You're just covering all questions because there will be questions.
We'll just blame Nathan.
Thank you. I got broad shoulders, I guess. Not as broad as Frank.
We had a second, right?
Yeah.
All right, then roll call vote.
Okay. Oliver Sally Clark?
Aye.
Young Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Congratulations, Chief.
Yeah, sir.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Congratulations, or we're sorry.
Yeah.
We'll ask you again in 6 months.
I'm positive.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you guys a story that just a few days ago I heard about an incident in Avon where the police chief was in a fight and had 30 people standing around watching it. Nobody was helping him. So that tells me the police chief did not have the support of the people.
No.
We cannot,
videotaping it.
We cannot have that. Frank has to have the support of the people.
Yes, but he will have.
And he will have, yes. He knows. I mean,
guarantee it.
Yes. So... we don't want to get in those situations. I'm just telling you.
That's what I was asked today. Somebody asked me about the new chief of police and that. And I said, as long as I've been around here, I said the biggest question or the biggest thing, the biggest job of chief of police or works director or anybody that works with the city of Lewistown is people, is being involved with the community.
Yeah.
One way or another, no matter what it is, it could be something small, but it's being involved with the community, and that's what makes the big difference.
Yes,
absolutely,
and it makes your job easier. Actually,
it does.
And
the more people
you
know, the easier
something.
It's going to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
And especially with seniors, any little thing is humongous to them.
Yeah.
You know, they just.
But we also have to remember we live in Lewistown, too. We live in a very, very, very safe place.
Yeah.
Yes,
we don't have the crime that a lot of places have, but we do. We're exposed to it. We see it. And makes us afraid of it. And that's Frank's job is to keep us from being afraid of that, you know, boogeyman.
There's no reason to be afraid of living in Lewistown.
No, there is not. We're very safe, very safe.
This is a great little community.
Yes, it is. So, you know, we talk about our problems, but they're pretty minimal.
Except for burning fires after 5.
All right. Moving on. We're at the bills. Everybody looked at the bills. Any questions? If not, need a motion to approve the bills.
So moved.
Second.
Moved to the second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. Motion or bills approved. Anybody have anything else? If not, motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
All right. Meeting adjourned. We have a second. I think it was Brad the second.